Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome in at this time former Steelers defensive back Bryant McFadden. He joins us here on the Fan Morning Show. Bryant, good morning. How's everything, B-Mac?
Everything's pretty good. Thank you guys for having me.
It's certainly. Yeah, you know, us. We were knocking around who to talk to and a bunch of different people about this Antonio Brown situation and just about the current state of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Take me inside the locker room, right? And right now, with what went on with Antonio Brown and the way that he, I guess the way that he behaved towards the end of the year and the whole year, would you welcome him back if you were a teammate?
Yes, I would. And I say that based on knowing that we all fall short of perfection, right? Nobody makes mistakes. You know, for the listeners listening to me right now, you know, something may happen at your 9-to-5 and you might get emotionally involved, passionate about a situation. You may lash out at a coworker or employer. You know, things like that happen. I think most importantly for me, you know, as long as he's willing to admit his faults, embrace the situation, you know, apologize and move on, and he's willing to stick his hand in the plow to help hoist another sticky Lombardi, then, you know, let's ride. And like I've been saying, you know, since this story came out, there's always two sides to every story. But with this situation with Antonio, you know, we're pretty much only hearing one side. And based on what we know for sure, the facts, clearly, you know, he could have handled that situation totally different. Abandoning your team, you know, leaving your team is something that no player agrees with. But like I said, we all make mistakes, you know, and I don't think he should be that should linger over his head, especially if he's willing to come back and compete once again for a championship.
Ryan Clark said last week that he could see this coming when AB was younger and he was still a part of this team. You would have been a part of a couple of those teams as well. What were your impressions when AB was much younger, but what were your impressions of him as a teammate?
Well, you know, my relationship with AB has always been a little different than most teammates because, you know, we have Florida ties. We're both from the South Florida area. And his rookie year, you know, we established a bond instantly. Matter of fact, before he actually got drafted to Pittsburgh, you know, when he was training for the combine, we actually worked out with the same trainer in Miami. So, you know, I knew AB prior to him becoming a Pittsburgh Steeler. And then, of course, when he got there, you know, our relationship kind of, you know, it grew. It became stronger. And I know people change through times, you know, through time. You know, that's something that we can't say does not happen. But the person that I know was a very, very passionate individual, loved the game of football, loved to train, loved to grind, and he became obsessed with becoming better at his craft. Even when I saw AB a few weeks ago for the reunion, you know, we got an opportunity to chop it up. And at the facility, he seemed to be the same individual that I remember. Now, you know, like I said, there's only two sides to every story, but the guy that I remember, the guy that I played with, the few years that I played with him, was a guy that loved the game of football, number one. Love winning, number two, and love being a part of something special as far as developing a championship pedigree. And clearly they have not reached that standard, but that's the player that I know, that's the player that I remember. Now that's some years back, but that's the guy that I remember.
Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Brian, I'm glad you talked about this and about where you guys are from. You're from Hollywood. He's from Liberty City, right? A lot of people know this. But there have been times during this whole ordeal this year where Antonio Brown's even brought this up. Like, I'm from Liberty City. People don't know what I'm about, where I'm from, how tough it's been. At some point in your life, though, don't you need to let that chip go off your shoulder and realize you've arrived?
At some point, you would think so. But also, too, we don't know exactly the extent to where he's been to where he's trying to go. And I think most importantly, when you have guys like that, and I play with a lot of guys that come from very, very difficult backgrounds, you know, difficult upbringings. And it's very, very hard for them to let go of that. You have to have individuals that they respect, number one, because when you respect an individual, you are willing to listen to them and take heed to what they're saying. And also, two, they understand, you know, a little bit about what they've been through. And when he first came to Pittsburgh, you know, he was a late-round pick, and it wasn't solely because of his production as a collegiate player. He had some issues as a kid growing up. You know, growing up, he had some issues, and he grew up hard. And I think that part of him was what has established that go-hard mentality that he currently has. And who are we to tell a player or an individual what you've been through in the past to let that go and not allow that to be a part of your life, especially if it's going to be something that potentially could be positive for you, because you know where you came from, you know where you don't want to go, and sometimes it's hard to forget about that. You know what like for me personally, you know, I grew up with my father never really being in my life 100%, and that still affects me to this day. So for an individual that grew up with his father, how can he tell me, B-Mac, forget about that? That's over and done with. Because you have no right to tell me that, because you haven't been in my shoes. You grew up with your father in your house 24/7. I didn't. When I played Little League football, my father wasn't there. When I played high school football, my father wasn't there. So you don't know how it felt for me to have one parent not be a part of my life. So it's hard for players to relate to an individual when they come from a total different background. That's what people sometimes forget.
Bryant McFadden with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Bryant, can it be hard for someone such as AB, such as yourself? You just outlined your past as well in your situation growing up. Can it be hard when you're that focused on getting yourself out of your individual situation to grow the leadership skills necessary to become a great teammate down the road?
Yeah, it can. It can. And also, too, I say this all the time. Just because a player might be one of the best players on a team, that does not warrant a leadership title. That's what sometimes, that's what people mix at times. When I played the game in Pittsburgh, when I played with the Steelers, one of our quality leaders was James Ferrier, right? And we know how, we knew how important he was to us as an organization. But throughout the league, many people felt like he was never in that elite category as far as linebacker play, right? But for us, he was one of the more quality individuals, one of the more quality leaders that we had, and we all respected James Ferrier. And it didn't matter what any other individual thought about him outside of the facility, but to us, we knew what he meant to us. And sometimes now, when you look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, the best player on the team, non-quarterback position, is AB. But that doesn't mean he should be a leader, right? It's because sometimes people can't handle that leadership role. And I think that's an issue with the Pittsburgh Steelers is leadership. Leadership. Right now, is there an individual as far as a personality on that team that can sit AB down and tell AB when he's right and when he's wrong, and he will receive AB's undivided attention? I'm not sure they have that individual on the team. Like, when we played, let's go back in time as a hypothetical.
Well, didn't Casey Hampton do that to you guys?
Yeah, and that's what I was getting ready to say. We had multiple leaders. I just singled out James Ferrier as a guy, you know, because we all know what he meant to our team, but he never was considered one of the best premier players at his position. But we had guys like Casey Hampton. If Casey spoke out, you know it's an issue. You know, if he wasn't talking about food or snacks and he spoke out about something outside of that as far as detrimental to the team, we knew it was an issue, right? So we had guys like Casey Hampton. You know, early on we had guys like Jerome Bettis, you know, Joey Porter. You know, we had so many timely personalities that spoke out in a timely fashion that we all respect, and that went a long way. That's why we always won. That's why we always won, because we never had inside drama become outside drama. And that can become contagious in a bad way, and that's something they have to define going forward. Guys that can command the locker room, guys that can command the attention and move forward and X out any negativity that potentially could become a bigger problem.
B-Mac, I think you're putting down a lot of truth right now, and I'm going to ask you one more question, and I want you to put down some more truth. Now, you were around, as you point out, you were around Jerome Bettis when he was a big superstar. You were around Hines Ward when he became a megastar and he smiled and everybody wanted to put him on a commercial and everything. Do you think right now it could be tough for AB to be a product, not on the football field, but just how big AB has become as a marketable quotient and living that life?
I mean, it can be tough, but the extra things that he has received has come from his ability to be successful on the football field, right? If he wasn't as good as he's been, the other things would not be available. You know, he is a marketable guy. Number one, when you play for the Pittsburgh Steelers, you instantly become a marketable guy because of the prestige, the organization, the history, the fan base. But when you also take that and add that on to an unbelievable reel of plays, a resume of plays, now you become a superstar, like you said, like with Hines Ward. With social media being so much involved in these young players' lives, it's almost impossible for you not to become bigger than what you thought you potentially could be based on everybody getting an in-depth look in your day-to-day lives. So for me, you have to be able to distinguish the two. Superstar, Steeler. Sometimes it can be tough for players to separate the two, and they create a gap of separation in what is the most important thing, which is a Steeler. Because when you're a Steeler, everything else don't matter. You know, we used to have a saying when I played there, when one player make a play, we all make a play. And we all felt that way because no individual was bigger than the organization. I mean, they had the steel curtain before we became relevant as a defensive unit. And the Steelers would be there after us and so on and so forth. So for me, when you become that superstar player, you always have to remind yourself that is not bigger. That is not bigger than your first initial role, which is a Steeler. And you owe that to the organization because they gave you an opportunity to do something that you probably thought you would never do, which is play the National Football League and play for one of the more prestigious organizations, professional organizations in America.
Brian McFadden, former Steeler. Brian, we thank you so very much. We'll catch up again soon.
Thank you, Adam.
Thanks,
all
B-Mac.
Right, great stuff. Yeah. B-Mac laying it down. It was a really interesting perspective, I think, from B-Mac, and we'll catch up with him, that's for sure, down the road.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.